was in D.C. I was 400 miles behind. Backstage pass in my hand, giving you my heart was my plan. I wish I could tell you.
About Allah, none of them cross them legs and about to Buddha. King Selassie, yeah, yeah, represent Rasta. Christianity, Jesus, them personal savior. Some no give a damn, sipping on some Johnny Walker. You have to clear your conscience one way or another. Have some respect, man, for Mother Nature.
Did you hear what the man says?
To serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it could be Selassie, or it might be the Lord.
Gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be a state trooper. You might be a young turd. You might be the head of some TV network. Maybe rich poor. Maybe blind or lame. You may be living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You got to serve somebody, yeah.
Serve somebody.
Well, it might be Selassie, or it might be the Lord.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a construction worker working on a home. You may be living in a mansion, you may be living in a dome. You might own some guns and bombs, you might even own some tanks. You might be somebody's landlord, you might even own a bank. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Gotta
serve somebody.
You gotta serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Everybody got to serve somebody, yeah.
Serve somebody.
Even the president must serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
In the morning.
Serve somebody.
Okay, let me tell you what you've been listening to, and then it's time for Zombo. Did I tell you what you're listening to before? I don't know. I don't think I did. Anyhow, the last song was a nice cover of Gotta Serve Somebody. Even if you own a bank, you gotta serve somebody. That was off a compilation, Is It Rolling Bob? Reggae songs, reggae covers of Bob Dylan songs. The people there were Nauseo with Drummy Zeb and the Razor Posse featuring Incline. And I see there are too many parentheses there for Kenny Jones. He didn't get them all. Before that was, I think, one of the nicest tribute to Bob Dylan songs, songs that were a tribute to Bob Dylan. Cat Power doing Song to Bobby from Jukebox. Before that, we had Bob Dylan himself doing Love Minus Zero and No Limit off of Bringing It All Back Home. Before that, we had a little bit of Joan Baez doing Diamonds and Rust from CD Diamonds and Rust in the Bullring. Half of the CD was recorded live in Spain. And we started that set off with Nina Simone doing Just Like a Woman. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll be back next Friday. I'm not sure what I'll be doing, but we'll figure it out. You ready, Zombo? Oh, by the way, I should tell you, it's WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Thank you. Who needs that theme song, right? Not you, not me. Nah, no theme song today. Because today, so this is kind of a neat thing. I had to DJ my own party. Okay, it was a birthday party, and it was like, oh, I got to DJ your own party, and because I have to, you know, I'm not much of a control freak when it comes to music. Anybody, even the best DJ around, sits down and like, I'm sorry, I'm in control here. So I figured, you know what? Why don't I DJ your party? So today, this is what I usually DJ at a party or a nightclub. And I never really did a show like this. Where I said, okay, because what I play live and what I play on the radio are two different animals. And I'm going to bring a different animal in. This one is a mule. And I hope you like the mule. As far as DJing, I'm going to be DJing live at the Roundabout Brewery, weather permitting, Saturday. And then tonight, Polka Maniacs will be playing at the legendary Kohler Club in the South Side. So that's going to be around 9 o'clock tonight. So that's going to be fun. And then Memorial Day at the, this is crazy, Paddlepalooza, the Polka Maniacs will be playing by the lake in North Side, North Park, while people kayak and they paddleboard. So that should be crazy. So enough of that. I got to tell you about today's show. So once again, it is me DJing a party. Your party, any party, my live DJ set. And with any live DJ set, I like to play some nice instrumental stuff. One of an instrumental I always like, Messer Chups, Padre Pizzicato, a great tune. And it's WRCT, and you know I'm in your brain. So that kind of sets the tone, you know, when I like DJ stuff, I play a really like what I consider to be like a real catchy instrumental. And that is a very catchy. It's just a very palatable thing. The next thing I like to play is something like an original version of a song people might know. This way, they could kind of engage in the audience. I'm telling you, all the DJ nonsense I do, and it's kind of fun. So what I do is I like playing an original version of a tune, and someone will come and say, "Hey, is that the original version?" And I say, "Get away from me, you rotten, stinking bum." Dandy Livingston, the original version of Message to Rudy.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Rudy, a message to you. Message to you. You're growing older each day. You want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you.
See, man, that's the other thing that happens, right? Yeah, so what usually happens here is that I kind of get people thinking, oh, that's the original version of a song. That's really cool, this guy's. And then I come out with a 1-2 punch. So if you're just joining me now, what I am doing is I'm doing like the anatomy of how I like to DJ, how I do this. And it's not like there's a thought process to it. But it's all about kind of engaging the audience without really engaging the audience. So, you know, you don't want to get to be too chummy with your audience. So when I'm DJing live, which is a lot different than DJing on the radio, because I don't care. When I'm on the radio, I don't care what anybody thinks. When I play live, I got people I'm making eye contact with. You know, and they're looking at me, and there is a bit of pressure there. So it is a different thing. So what I usually like to do now, people are just, hey, maybe this guy's going to play all like old ska and reggae. No, I come out with like a really hard hitting like root rocks tune, a roots rock tune, and something newer like this tune from Daddy Long Legs, The Winner's Circle, Zombo in your brain. It's a party thing. All right.
Outside of the winner's circle. Play my hand. Two is too many. One.
So they come out with that. And that's the OCs. Oh, man, I love that. A Block of Ice. Another rocker in front of that. Daddy Long Legs with Winner Circle. So a Zombo right here. And it's a party. This is how I DJ parties. This is how I sometimes DJ nightclubs. And because I want to keep people engaged. It's not like I want to go there and it's like oldies night. And it's all oldies stuff. Or it's all punk rock night. Or it's all surf rock night. Or it's all soul night. It's all about... It's just the way I do this. And I don't understand that. I don't know any other DJ that does this. Maybe for a very good reason. Okay. But there's a way that I like to keep the audience guessing, keep them kind of engaged, and that kind of thing. Because nothing's worse. You know, they might not like what I play, but at least I'm not going to be ignored. And that's the thing. So now, right now, okay, I played some rockers. So how I got this is how I put this all together. Today's show was I had to DJ my own. I didn't have to, but I did DJ my own birthday, little birthday party. And it was like, wow, that would make a fun radio show. And then like it's like a party. And then I'm explaining exactly how the whole process, the Zombo process of DJing. So that's the Zombo process of DJing. So what I do now. At this section, they're thinking, okay, this guy's playing some rockers. Then I throw this up. I throw up. And then I have to clean it up and have to leave because I got sick. I usually play something like Cutting Edge or like a mashup or a cut-up. So I'm going to play a cut-up and a mashup. So this, ooh, that's interesting. So this is DJ Pogo from Australia, and he took all of these old M&M's commercials. And I thought this is a fun thing to play. It's called Bite Size Candies. Zombo in your brain.
My fans, I have arrived.
Me too.
Melting your mouth.
They look so cheery.
Around that time, someone comes up and goes, "Wow, what a great mashup! Did you do that, Zombo?" I said, "Yeah, I just played it. Didn't do it. I just played it." And so today, this is kind of fun. This is why DJing has never gotten old for me for the 30 odd years that I've been DJing, and they have been 30 wonderful years of DJing, and it still hasn't gotten old because there's different Zombo things. There's the radio Zombo, which is just this like. Nuts out zany. I don't even care. It's just whatever I'm feeling at the moment. I, you know, zero regard for the audience, pure regard for the edumacation of playing music no one's ever heard before, and just kind of getting people in trouble at work. That's the radio. The DJ, the nightclub thing, the party thing. That's where a whole other element comes in. I try to mix it up a little more. I try and keep people on their guard. You know, best compliment I've ever got. I'll tell you, the best compliment I've ever got and the worst compliment I've ever got DJing live. Best compliment I've ever got, someone comes up to me and goes, "You know what? I was going to leave this place because it says DJ tonight. Because it was a DJ and I hate DJs. But damn, this was great. I just hung out all night." Boom. There you go. The DJ for people who hate DJs. And the worst compliment I ever got, someone came up to me and goes, "Hey, can you just turn the radio on and leave?" That's another thing. Mm-hmm. So we're right around this time. Okay, I'm getting in like this groove thing. I'm kind of like, you know, kind of watching. And it's kind of nice because you're making the soundtrack to these, these people's evenings, everybody's evenings. You're making that soundtrack. Whether they realize it or not, you're the background music, you're the foreground music, you're setting the tone. So now everybody's eased in, like, okay, you kind of play some cutting edge thing. Then I swoop back into the 80s and 90s for some things that are really, wow. For the, wow, I haven't heard that in a million years. What a great tune. Or who is that? That is awesome. And every time, and Pittsburgh is a real great town for this band, every time I play Morphine, somebody runs up and goes, "You're playing Morphine!" And then I have security take them out of here. The Zombo Method. Have a lucky day. Morphine.
I feel lucky. I just feel that way. To Atlantic City later on today. Yeah.
day. Players win, winners play on. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day.
Don't know. dance moving through the night. Ah, freak yourself. Shake, shake. Close the door. Shake, shake. What you do? Shake, shake. Just hit the floor. Shake, shake. Freak yourself. Shake, shake. Close the door. Shake, shake. What you do? Shake, shake. Just hit the floor. Shake, shake.
What I do with that right there is, I gotta get these on here. Yeah, that's what I do with it right there. So then I pick that up. What's going on here? Oh, I see. There's that extra thing on the end. Usually I talk over that. So I just talk. Oh, these. Yeah, whatevs. All right, so this is the Zombo Experience, the live DJ thing. All right, I can do without this. Come on, there's just a little too much extra talking on that thing. So what we're listening to is WRCT. You're listening to it, too. And the Zombo right in your brain. And it is how I DJ live shows. So it's, once again, let's pair it in to other things. I usually play this song that was I Want You by Cabaret Voltaire. And it's kind of funny whenever I remember first playing Cabaret Voltaire when I worked in a record store. And I'm playing, it wasn't a track from this, it was like from the late 80s. And I'm playing something from like one of their older records. And these dudes come in, they're buying all this hip-hop stuff. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And I'm playing this Cabaret Voltaire in the background. I remember the track was 2424. And it has this really nice loop to it. And there's like, and it was before they start, it was really nicely sampled. And these guys go, hey, what are you playing? I go, Cabaret Voltaire. He goes, oh, man, you got any of that Captain Voltaire? I'm like, no, not Captain Voltaire. Whatevs. So before that, we played, of course, Morphine. I'm just so excited because I actually am showing you a lot of the secrets of how I DJ, aside from just ignoring people when they try and make a request. And I do try. And usually people that come up with requests kind of know better, and they know me, and they know what kind of request to ask for, so that's kind of this. So I play Morphine. Someone will go, oh, that's great, you're playing Morphine. And then you'll play a Cabaret Voltaire, and they go, what's this? This is the kind of thing I would play for when I would do dance nights. Like dance nights, and dance nights are the hardest thing to DJ. Because you know right then and there if you're doing the right thing or not. So if you're doing like a nightclub or somebody's party, you don't expect really people to dance, maybe nod their head. And if they dance, it is kind of embarrassing because they're not really supposed to be dancing because it's not really a dance night. But doing a dance night at Belvedere's or a dance night at Spirit, completely different thing. So I have to like change that up too. But that's one of the tracks that I play for that. So let's get back into like my the thing of how I nightclub DJ. So right about now, I want to play something dark. I want to kind of make people think, oh man, this is interesting, but a little bit alienating, and that's good. Alienate. You don't want to be too chummy with the audience, right, chummy? So I would play something like this, the Marimettos, and they do a really nice dark instrumental surf version of Deadbolt's Tiki Man, but then they throw in B-52's Planet Claire. So it's a real nice thing to play. So we're going to do that right here in your brain. And this is actually live, because these guys are pretty amazing. Marimettos, I believe they are from Brazil.
We'll be right back.
right now. This time, I take them to what I call like the DJ Abyss, where I want to play something obscure, dark, and groovy. The Cult of the Psychic Fetus, Dark Stella. There you go. The Cult of the Psychic Fetus, actually from Sandusky, Ohio. And yeah, heck of dudes. And so that would be when I'm playing that live in a club, it's like, wow, this is so dark. You think we should leave? It's kind of getting creepy in here. And that's when I switch it up again and I play something really pretty and hip. This version of, by the way, you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And what I'm kind of going through my whole DJ process, how I DJ in a club. And this is completely different from how I DJ at a dance club or how I DJ at a wedding. I do some weddings. And I don't advertise, but I just do like weddings for friends, people who know me or people who, friends of friends or people, that kind of thing. I don't like advertising, but I do some weddings. And I always say, so it's a completely different gear for that. It is your wedding, not my show. So I completely, you know, play whatever. And usually the people that know me get, it's a pretty hip wedding. But I remember I was doing a wedding once, and someone comes up to me and goes, wow, hey, wait a minute, aren't you the DJ Zombo? This was a while ago when I was doing all kinds of different weddings. And this was a weird wedding. This wedding... they did not have any. This was a weird wedding. It was in Mentally Ill Vale, and it was. I remember they had no food at this wedding. It was all candy. I'm not kidding. And there was no booze. It was all like soda pop. I mean, like these kids getting 9 years old getting married. That's a kind of like a 9 year old wedding. So it was all different candies, no food, and no booze. And I remember someone comes up to me and goes, hey, aren't you Zombo? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm Zombo. He goes, you're the guy on the radio. Yeah, 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 you're the guy that, yeah, the Zombo's thing. Yeah, yeah. He goes, man, are you a sellout? And that was the end of that right there. So right now, so the wedding DJ thing is a different thing. The dance club DJ thing is a different thing. What I'm doing for you today is kind of how I do like some kind of like when I DJ the Warhol, or when I DJ a lot of Kellys. So always mixing things up. I'll be DJing live at Roundabout Brewery, their pop-up beer garden, Saturday around 6 o'clock, if weather permitting. If the weather's nice at 6 o'clock, I'll be there DJing. Polka Maniacs will be playing at the Kohler Club tonight in the South Side, so that's going to be insane. And then also Polka Maniacs playing at Paddlepalooza at North Park. That's going to be free. We're going to be playing near the lake, I guess, while people kayak and paddleboard. So that should be fun. So let's zoom back to this whole nightclubbing thing. And it's really interesting because I have DJed in nightclubs for longer than I've been on the radio. I don't know. It all came pretty much hand in hand. And so this is over years and years and years and decades, actually, of DJing in nightclubs and just kind of trying to make something different and fun, rather than just like, okay, we're going to play all these oldies, or we're going to play all this hip hop, or we're going to play all this electronic music. It goes all over the board. So right now, we got into the dark abyss. Now I bring them back a bit with something kind of pretty and cool, this version of PYT by Night Jewel.
Tenderoni, you got to be. Spark my nature, sugar, fly with me.
Yeah, Cocteau Twins. Millenary. I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, that is some goth chick making out music, man. You ever want to make out with a goth chick? Oh, man, put some Cocteau Twins on. Yeah, they're kind of like the Barry White for the goth set. Mm-hmm. What did we hear before that? We heard Night Jewel doing PYT, the Michael Jackson tune. All right, Zombo, here in your brain. It is coming out. Oh, my God, it's 11 o'clock, and I got to tell you some things. Okay, let's see here. Well, this is 1 in 5 Americans have come in contact with bed bugs. And I bet most of my listeners have come in contact with bed bugs, right? Mm-hmm. That's okay. They are a pain, man. Especially if they bite you on the butt, because they leave that trail. It's really, really hurts. It's like I got a mosquito bite. Huh, that's funny. I got 20 mosquito bites in a row. Oh, because what a bed bug will do is it'll suck the blood, then it move down a little bit, then suck some more blood, then move down a little bit until it's full. That's why I read this. It's not like I was really bitten. Yeah, I was written by a bed bug. In Bosnia, believe it or not, traveling in Bosnia. And, brought home bed bugs. That was a dilemma. All right, the only way to prevent the spread of the bed bugs is for each and every one of us to be vigil and prophylactic. To learn the simple and daily steps to minimize the chances of bringing bed bugs into our life. So threw all our luggage away, threw even the clothes and the luggage away. Yeah. Just didn't want any of that, because what they have to do, they have to like heat your house to like 400 degrees. That's right. And then they spray everything with alcohol. It is really rugged. Okay. Bed bugs can be effectively controlled. You have to use a qualified and licensed pet professional. So I was even so paranoid that after that, we had one of these licensed pet professionals say, okay, let's put a bed bug trap down here. Okay. How much is this bed bug trap? Oh, bed bug trap's $200. This is just a little trap. Yeah, I know, but it's a special bed bug trap. Fine. $200 later, oh, no more bed bugs. Yeah. So learn about the bed bug pandemic. Oh, that was a pandemic. Protect your family at Pest World. Remember, Pest World is the best world. And meningitis can strike anybody, too. Oh, man, that stinks. Anywhere, anywhere, any